Now, I'm very pleased to be joined today by Jude Ripley and Susan Cortland of the Brentwood Montbasson Town Twinning Association. Quite a mouthful. So welcome to you both.
Thank you very much. Very pleased to be here.
Now, first off, I've got to ask you just what the point is to town twinning.
Well, we have three main aims.
Now, this is Jude who's going to tell us all this, right?
Right.
Right, go on.
So we have three main aims. Mm-hmm. To encourage international friendship and understanding, develop the links between the two councils, and promote mutual exchanges for social, sporting, artistic, educational and commercial activities.
Now, that kind of suggests that this is a private endeavour, but I'd always imagined that twinnings were council-inspired enterprises. Am I wrong?
Well, the original one started after World War II, to rebuild bridges between the people of Europe. And one of the first in Britain was actually between Dagenham and Witten in Germany. They ran youth exchanges, and they're still going strong. In our case, the twinning actually began between Shenfield High School and Collège Albert Camus in the 1970s and was organised by language teachers. But then in 1992 and 93, official visits were made by civic heads of both Brentwood and Montbazon. And the twinning agreement was actually signed on the 19th of March 1994. Oh, and just for the record, Brentwood is also twinned with Landkreis Roth in Germany, which began even before the French link, and several of our members belong to both associations. And there is also a relationship with Brentwood's namesake in Tennessee.
Now, you're both language teachers, you were saying earlier on.
Yes, retired. Yes.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And okay, now I'm a little bit surprised at the apparent lack of road signs announcing the links to the world, although since saying that, I've now found a picture of one, so they obviously do exist.
Yes, there is one, which is on the way up from the Brook Street roundabout near the Holiday Inn, and there are also some commemorative plaques near the Town Hall.
Now, I'm guessing that this is not just a passive association, so perhaps you'd like to outline some of the activities and events that you organise. Who's going to take that one? Susan, come on then.
Well, yes, we do have annual exchange visits. In the odd years, we go to Montbazon, and in the even years, they come to us. The next visit takes place to Montbazon this August. Mm-hmm. But this is only one part of what we do. During the course of a year, we organise various social and fundraising events for our members to enjoy and to enable us to entertain our French visitors when they come here, such as quiz nights, film nights, and our traditional Epiphany celebration dinner. That's so that we pay for them when they come here and they pay for us when we go there. Recently, we helped to establish exchange visits between the Brentwood Art Group and their counterparts in Montbazon. And we're hoping to develop a link with the Bridge Club too. Previously, there have been links between tennis and football clubs, and musicians from Montbazon took part in the Brentwood Arts Festival a few years ago. A recent new idea was an online auction of promises where members offered services of various kinds, legal, duly delivered to the winning bidders.
What does that involve?
Oh, it involved all kinds of things. I mean, I actually did a French dinner and wrote menus and got people to help me to cook and eat. And we spent a very enjoyable evening. We also, one of our members did a walk-in tour of Worley Place.
Yeah.
And it was all very friendly.
Oh, good stuff.
And raised, I believe, about £700.
Yes. Good heavens.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
It worked.
Yes.
Well done. Well, now, you mentioned that your association had its beginnings at Shenfield High School. So are you still actively involved with schools?
Well, sadly, fewer people these days seem to be studying languages, which is a worrying trend for us. But Woodlands Primary School exchanges correspondence with the primary school in Montbazon, and we are working very hard to re-establish a secondary link as well, because letters, emails, video conferencing, Skype and visits can all add motivation and interest in the subject.
So do you have any immediate events on the immediate horizon, as it were, apart from this event you've got in the autumn?
Well, our next event is a ramble, mm-hmm. followed with a plough and supper on the 6th of June. We expect to have a stand again at this year's Strawberry Fair on the 15th of June. And in the autumn, we'll be holding a murder mystery evening.
Murder mystery evening? Sounds good.
But we also hold regular informal chat sessions at Brentwood Library in French on alternate first Wednesdays and Thursdays of each month. And these are open to everyone. You don't have to be a member to attend. You don't have to speak a huge amount of French either. But naturally, we're anxious to attract new members. So why not come along? Brentwood Library, 10:30 tomorrow.
So now this is, is it alternate, to get this right, is it alternately, you say first Wednesdays and Thursdays, so is it Wednesday 1 month and Thursday the next, or do you do, so it works that way?
Yes, we organised it that way so that anybody who can't attend on a Wednesday could come on a Thursday.
But the same week, or is it, no, it's just a separate, so 1 month it's Wednesday and the next month it's Thursday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gotcha,
yes.
Gotcha.
This month is Wednesday, so it's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
Right, right, yes. Okay. So what do you reckon are the, you would say, the benefits of membership, apart from raising 700 quid and doing all this cooking, etc.?
Well, there's the friendships that you make.
Yep.
And there are the opportunities that arise out of exchange visits. You don't have to be able to speak French, but there are lots of opportunities to do so if you want to. You don't have to get involved in offering accommodation if that's not possible,
mm-hmm.
but if you do, the association tries its best to match you up with people who've got similar interests.
Mm-hmm.
In Montbazon, there are lots of families with children ranging between 9 and 19, and they are desperate to have links with families here. Mm-hmm. So those are the sorts of people that we really would like to recruit. Parents worry about sending their children abroad, but within the twinning association, then you could go as a family or a part family, mm-hmm. and be reassured that your children are safe. Your children could then meet new friends, see a whole different culture, and improve their French for exams and things, at no extra cost than a very modest membership fee.
Which is?
Annual membership is just £10 per person.
Right.
We have groups who are charged £15 per group, and under 18s are free.
Well, that seems very good value to me.
Well,
from all you said that you get.
Yeah, but we are self-funding, except for a small annual grant from Brentwood Borough Council.
Mm-hmm.
Many thanks. The association is run by an elected executive committee. There are members of the council who sit on that, and events are organised by a social committee.
Now, Montbazon itself, what sort of size town is that?
Very much smaller than Brentwood itself.
I got that impression from the pictures, yeah.
Yes, it's quite a small town, but it's part of a commune which has several other small towns around it. Mm. So they draw members from mm-hmm. the other little towns as well.
Now, if anyone's been encouraged by our chat today to join up, what should they do?
Well, come along to our chat sessions.
Like tomorrow?
Maybe tomorrow. Mm. Or look at our website, brentwoodfrenchtwinning.com, or email me, brentwoodfrench@gmail.com.
Right.
And we do also advertise open events on the Nextdoor site. And recently, we appointed a new publicity officer on our committee, so we hope that our website will be more up to date as a result of that, and we will be advertising more widely our forthcoming events.
Because the website itself hasn't had an awful lot on it recently, has it?
No, it hasn't.
Yeah.
No.
That's going to be beefed up considerably.
We certainly hope so, yes. Yeah.
Right,
we
okay.
just need new tech-savvy members to get us pushed ahead with that.
Good stuff. Well, look, many thanks to both of you coming in today. Good luck on all your forthcoming events. And I very much hope that you'll be successful increasing your membership in leaps and bounds now.
We certainly hope so. Thank you.
Good stuff. Especially younger ones.
Pleasure.